HDN.
Monday, July 21st in the Beaver Bank Bunker. This is the Halifax Daily News.
And I have seen the promised land.
Oh, man.
And it is covered with gravy. Oh, my Lord.
Are you, did Pizza Town hire you as a spokesperson or what?
No, this is totally unsolicited.
Although, if you do want to send free pizzas to the Beaver Bank Bunker, you guys go right ahead.
We had opportunity, finally, to try the poutine pizza.
We had opportunity. You ordered it.
Yes. That was the opportunity.
Well, usually that means that they came over with a slice and said, here, try our wares.
No. If we had opportunity.
We had opportunity, yeah.
We seized the opportunity. We make our own opportunity. Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Try it for yourself.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
As I said before last week, you put anything on a pizza, I will like it. Plus, poutine has always been kind of a guilty pleasure.
Mm.
I mean, what I would do is if we had leftover turkey or whatever, I'd put some mashed potatoes and some gravy, and then I'd throw some cheese on top of that, too, and mix it all together. I mean, it's comfort food.
Oh, yeah.
So put that on a pizza, and I am one happy camper.
Mm. But I got to tell you, it is the perfect balance of crust. And on the crust, they spread just the right amount of gravy. And then on that, just the right amount of French fries. It's not overdoing it because too many French fries would be too filling.
It would ruin it.
Too filling too fast.
Yeah.
And then you've got the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got just the right amount of gravy on top just to give it that extra flavor.
And just to tell you why Lisa is so passionate about this, she had just the right amount of wine before she ate this.
Listen, I come from a family where gravy is a beverage. And by the way, this is available only at the Pizza Town.
In Sackville.
In Sackville.
Yay,
this is
Sackville.
Their own creation. They have done this totally on their own.
Yet something else people from Lower Sackville can be proud of.
They'll be flocking from all corners of the HRM.
So we have a talking Christmas tree.
We will.
And we have poutine pizza.
Bring it on.
Nanner, nanner, nanner.
Hey, congratulations. Micmac Bar and Grill is finally open in its new location. You don't have to travel too far out of the way. It's right next door. And by all accounts, it's still the same great food. So congratulations on your new digs. Actually, I saw on Facebook somebody suggested that we get in touch with Halifax Retails to just get a quick update on the comings and goings in the retail world here in Halifax. That might be a good idea later on this week because there is a lot of movement lately. Well, they were doing some serious movement on bicycle this weekend. Saturday was the World Naked Bike Ride, and about 50 cyclists, stark naked, taking part, cycling through downtown, drawing much attention and even a few cheers, as they are wont to.
I can't think of two things that are just so diametrically opposed than being naked and riding a bike.
I don't care if you're man, woman, child, it doesn't matter.
No, it's just that's just painful. That just doesn't work.
And it's 12K. It's a 12K route that they do. Well, the thing is, this started out as a protest.
I bet you the person who started it had a big old banana seat. None of this 10-speed mountain bike kind of stuff.
No, that's right. It started back in the 70s when banana seats were all the rage.
Yeah, just lay everything out in front of you and it's like a chopper bike. That would have been fine. You get a good tan, actually.
Yeah. International event. It's supposed to raise awareness of cycling safety and cycling as a method of transportation.
Cycling safety.
Yeah.
Rule number one, put on some freaking clothes. There is nothing safe about riding a bike when you're naked. Nothing.
Prevent chafing.
Oh, and things getting caught in the chains.
Please. Getting caught in the chains. Oh, one of the cyclists said there was a girl, maybe five or six along the route on Gottingen Street, who was just jumping up and down and cheering when she saw them ride by. So
That's because the guys aren't allowed to jump and cheer. They just kind of stand there and go, wow, yeah, very, very, very nice. Just a smattering of applause, but I'll remember this for later.
Hey, congratulations to the Dykes. They won the Dykes and Divas softball game, one of the highlights of Pride Week. They won 15-5 against the Divas at the Canada Games Diamond.
Okay, what constitutes a dyke and what constitutes a diva?
Well, the Dykes are lesbians.
Yeah.
And the Divas are the cross-dressers. They wear dresses, heels. They get all gussied up with the wigs and the jewelry and
okay.
So it's basically Mike Savage, Mayor Mike Savage, dressed up in drag last year.
So it's
for
basically
it.
Boys against girls.
Yes, it is. And the
so confusing.
15-5. The lesbians were the winners there. The Dykes versus Divas softball game. The parade is coming up this weekend, so we'll have more details on that as we get closer to the weekend.
I honestly didn't know that. That was a legitimate question.
You didn't know that? Really?
I've never been because
no. I'm, well, you ever dressed in drag?
Oh yeah. What Halloween.
Okay.
It's funny, you know, a lot of guys do that. Well, honey, tell you what, why don't you dress as a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Just put on this suit. That'll be no problem at all. And I'll, you know.
put on one of your dresses.
Put on, yeah, something, you know,
and,
a little makeup. And
maybe that silk bra.
Yeah. Well,
you're not going to wear those garter
belts, are you?
I think
guys kind of want to know what they would look like.
Yeah.
One thing for sure, when a guy dresses as a girl, the age immediately goes up. You get a 20-year-old guy dressing as a woman, immediately looks like a 40-year-old woman.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
No.
And when a woman dresses as a man, you can get a, you know, a 40-year-old woman dressing as a man, mm-hmm. immediately looks like a boy.
Hmm.
It's the skin. It's like, you know, so many things. So I hats off to the guys that do that professionally and can actually pull it off and look like a young
and
look
woman. Stunning. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you, when I did this was back in university.
Yeah.
I put on the whole thing. I look like a 60-year-old woman that's been living on the street for 20 years. I mean, it was bad. And I was my best, too. I was trying so hard, you know.
Hey, it's not Tall Ship Festival, but we'll take it. We do have a tall ship coming to Halifax later on this summer.
Let's welcome it to Halifax and make it a festival.
Okay.
Scare the living crap out of this poor tall ship coming into town. We just have hundreds of thousands of people down there.
Well, you know what? They're going to be down there anyway because it's landing here during Busker Fest. It's going to be here August 2nd and 3rd at the Halifax Tall Ships Quay at the end of the boardwalk. And it's
What ship is it?
It is STS Lord Nelson. It is on its way home to the UK after a two-year circumnavigation with a crew of people of all abilities. So there are disabled crew members on there who are learning to sail for the first time, and it's been quite the journey for them, but now they're heading home.
That's great. Has this ship been here before?
Good question.
I don't remember it.
I don't think so.
I wonder if they're going to stay at the Lord Nelson.
Cool. You can actually rent the ship out while it's here to have a party. It's available from 7 p.m. on, either August 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. Can hold up to 60 guests. They'll have some crew there as well to help you out.
Sure.
Food and drinks supplied separately. And the evening includes an entire tour of the ship. So that's kind of a neat idea.
Who do we call if we want to do that?
You know what? The Halifax Waterfront Development. Go to their website. And you'll find the spot there that has all the listings for who to contact. And because it is a British number that you have to call.
Hmm.
Here's a video I'm going to pop up onto our Facebook page and to our website, jamieandlisa.ca. Might be the cutest thing you'll see all day today. There is, in Washington, a radio station holds its annual Wiener Dog Rally.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's race took place last weekend. Now, we don't know who won. We don't even care who won. But Anderson Pooper won everybody's hearts.
What, just for his name?
His name and the fact that he's in his little doggy wheelchair.
Oh.
He is just the cutest. He trots the finish line with just such determination. And the whole crowd, you can hear them in the video clip going, "Come on, Pooper, Pooper, Pooper." It's about as good as it gets. And I actually saw the link to this video because Anderson Cooper tweeted it out saying somebody had sent it to him and just let him know that there was a dog that was named after him. Anderson Pooper is his name, and I'll post that up on our website.
All right. If you're going to post a cute video, then I am too.
Okay. I'll see your cute video, and I raise you one.
Something that was forwarded to me on Facebook
mm-hmm.
showing us how to dance to Beyonce.
Yes. Oh, this is the one you showed me earlier.
Yeah. Check it out. We'll put that one on the website as well. Thanks, mm-hmm. Thanks to my brother, actually, for forwarding that to me.
Oh, did he send that one?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Well, Toyota has solved all of our parenting problems. They want to help us scream at our kids and not disrupt anything or anybody. Latest version of their Sienna minivan has a feature on it called Driver Easy Speak. It uses a built-in microphone to amplify the parent's voice through speakers in the back seats. So it's designed so that parents don't have to, you know, twist their head around to shout at the kids in the back.
Don't make me stop this car.
And I mean, the great part is the feature only works one way, so they can't talk back. Oh, great idea. I'm not sure when this one hits the market, but it's coming, I do believe, for the 2015 season. So it should be coming out fairly soon. Well, this is always fun. The government is having their surplus auction coming up on July the 26th. You should see the stuff that they're going to be selling off. You can bid on dump trucks, backhoes, trailers, storage tanks, a farm tractor, assorted parts for vehicles. And it goes Saturday, July the 26th at...
tanks in there?
No tanks that I can see. No? 107A Perrin Drive in Fall River. I think that's where their depot is. Now, the day before, the Friday, July 25th from noon till 4, you can go and have a look-see. Or they've actually got pictures online at auctionad.ca. That's www.auctionad.ca. And they say all the profits go toward improving the province's bottom line. Translation, they're going to line their own pockets with the cash.
Yeah, it's not going to go on the roads, that's for sure. Oh, just a quick, I don't know if I've mentioned this on this podcast yet or not, but this is not going to be the last time I mention it, because every single time I'm going down Magazine Hill, I think I should mention this on the podcast. There's a little sign on Magazine Hill and everywhere else.
Keep right, except to pass. Yeah.
Keep right, except to pass. Slower traffic, keep right. Basically, you go in the right lane.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people who can't read that sign or don't understand that sign should have their licenses taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Think of what a nice world this would be if everybody stayed on the right side.
Right.
Everybody in the right lane. Unless there was a person in front of you that was a bit slower. And you just go into the left lane, pass that person, and then get back into the right.
Yeah. Well, you see, you know what the problem is.
Yes, I do know what the problem is. There are people who go, hey, you know what? 10 miles down the road, I'm going to turn left into Burnside.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to sit here in the left lane. And the worst of the bunch are the people that decide to go the exact same speed as the car to their right.
Sure.
And they go, well, I'm going the speed limit, so screw everybody else in the road because I'm doing my thing and I'm playing cop. And if there are people getting impatient behind me, they shouldn't because they'll be speeding. Guess what, buddy? It's not your business to tell us we're going too fast or too slow. It's your business to get your ass out of the way.
Very good.
Now, I'm not saying I'm a speed demon that's, you know, carting down the road at a billion miles an hour. But if there's a person that's going even 5 clicks an hour slower than I want to go, get over to the right so I can get past you. It's not a sign, you know, I'm not going to cut off your testicles or anything like that. Unless you don't move over, then that's one of the thoughts that go through my mind. Just get your ass over into the right lane.
That's the problem. It's all those people who are going to Bedford that stay on the left-hand side in the passing lane because they're afraid they're going to get sucked off into Sackville. God forbid.
Yeah, you get over into the right lane until it tells you to get over into the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
It's those assholes that really drive me crazy that just, they're better than that. Oh, I'll turn in when I want to turn in. Or, okay, if I'm going to rant, this is what really gets me. You know, say you're on a road that has two lanes.
Okay.
The right lane is coming to an end. There are plenty of signs saying right lane ends because of construction or whatever. Everybody is in the left lane.
Yep.
And they are lined up forever because everybody reads those signs and they get into the left lane. What do you think of the pricks that decide that they're just better than everybody else? And even though everybody is lined up for three blocks, they're going to keep proceeding in the right lane as far as they possibly can. And you know what really gets me about those people? They end up getting in.
Yeah.
Because some other idiot goes, oh yeah, come on in. Come on.
Even worse than that, I've seen people whip down the shoulder of the road, the gravel shoulder of the road, in order to do that.
Or that middle lane there that has the left turning arrow facing either direction. Basically what that middle lane is a place where you can go to get out of everybody's way if you're turning.
Mm-hmm.
So there's bumper to bumper traffic. What do you think of the idiots that decide that they're going to use that as their own personal fast pass lane to drive up 5 blocks to get to the intersection where they're eventually going to turn left?
Remember, that was a big problem on Main Street in Dartmouth. And I remember Constable Jim Shields used to be stationed there to pull those people over.
You know what
I feel
like doing? If it wouldn't wreck my car and possibly ruin my life, just pull in front. Like if you're going the opposite direction and somebody's doing that,
yeah,
just pull into that lane because you have just as
just
much
for
right.
Shits and giggles. Yeah,
you know, you have just as much right. They're bombing down there. It's like anybody could pull into that lane because they're turning left the other direction. It's just the craziest, stupidest, most dangerous thing. But of course, once again, it's those people that feel like they are above the law. Mm. They know better than everybody else and they will put everybody else in jeopardy. Oh, you know what? You're sitting there at a red light. The light turns green and some asshole decides to turn left quickly before everybody else can get into the intersection. Have you seen that before?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What's that all about?
Well, those people, as our esteemed politician Dave Dingwall would like to say, they're entitled to their entitlements.
Are they? Wow, too bad because you know who else is entitled to their entitlements? The pedestrians that also get a green light and they start crossing and these pricks decide that they're going to turn left really fast. They're going to mow over a bunch of pedestrians. Oh.
Listen, I want to start handing out tickets to those people that are walking and come to a stop at a crosswalk, but have no intention of crossing. I don't know how many people in the last few weeks I have slowed down to let them cross at the crosswalk, and they have no intention. They just happen to stop there on the sidewalk, and they're checking their phone, and they're doing their Twitter. And
I think that's about 10 different traffic rants.
It was Monday traffic day.
So remember, everybody, you know what? We should sign off with this. Slower traffic, keep right. Slower traffic, keep right. Let that be your mantra. Slower traffic, keep right. If you're in the left lane and somebody is in your rearview mirror and they want to pass you, get your ass over to the right. Back tomorrow.
Until then.